إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we talk about the importance of forgiveness, and it's very important because forgiveness is the root and the basis of brotherhood. Without forgiveness, we cannot have brotherhood because we all make mistakes. And if we hang on to those mistakes and we don't forgive those mistakes, then we collect all this garbage in our lives. And that doesn't help anyone. I always give this example of supposing you are riding a motorcycle and on the highway a garbage truck comes ahead of you. You are behind a garbage truck and something from that garbage truck flies and hits your shirt, and it's some dirty thing which stinks. What will you do? You will brush it off, and then as the first opportunity you will wash it off to make sure that there is no sign of that garbage on your shirt. You definitely won't keep that garbage on the shirt, and you won't periodically smell it and make faces or, you know, say what a nasty thing this is. You won't do that. You will get rid of it as quickly as possible. Now this is what negativity from anywhere is. It is garbage. So whether it is something which a person makes a mistake, or somebody insults you, or somebody behaves with you badly, or whatever, all of this is garbage. And we must do with it what we do with garbage, which is get rid of it as quickly as possible. If we don't do that, if we remember it and we carry it, then it only harms us. It does not do anything. The person who said what he wanted to say, he said it, he is gone. The one who is suffering is the one who chooses to suffer because he wants to hang on to that. It's like holding a live coal in your hand. It only burns you. It doesn't do anything to the other person. The other person is living in peace. Also, what happens when we correct this garbage is that then by nature we start speaking against that other person. So the moment the name of that person comes, then you will say something negative about that person and so on. And obviously that amounts to ghibat, and all the problems associated with ghiba, which is that your good deeds go to that person and so on and so on. So therefore, the important thing to understand is what are mistakes and what must we do. Islam and Islamic law is very unique in this aspect, that it is the only law where forgiveness is legal. In any other criminal law, for example, if you commit murder and this is proven, then the sentence will be given. The court will pass a sentence. If there is any forgiveness to be done, then at best the court might give you a slightly, you know, instead of hanging, they might say life imprisonment or something, or it may go to the head of state for pardon. But the relatives or the whoever, the person who died, that person's family has no say in the matter. Whereas in Islamic law, the family of the deceased can actually completely forgive the murderer without any problem, without even taking diya, without even taking blood money. They can simply forgive, and this is legal. Now, this is the beauty of Islamic law, that it, as I say, mercy is legal in that terms. I'm not saying legal and illegal. I'm saying illegal, meaning that in juristic terminology, mercy is one of the options that a person has. So we all need mercy. We need the mercy of our fellow human beings. We need mercy of each other. And we all need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And we need this because we all make mistakes. There is nobody who does not make mistakes. Let us be very clear about this. And therefore, because we make mistakes, and the best of us make mistakes, And therefore, the best of us are those who seek forgiveness for their mistakes and who forgive each other's mistakes. This is very, very critically important. And this is the basis of brotherhood. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, in a hadith which is in Sunan ibn Majah, he said that Rasulullah said that all of the children of Adam alayhi salam are sinners. All of the children of Adam alayhi salam are sinners, and the best of sinners are those who repent. He said everyone makes mistakes, and the best of them are the people who make tawbah, who repent. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah, and this is in Muslim, Sahih Muslim. And Rasulullah is reported to have said, "By the one in whose hand my soul is, if you do not commit mistakes and sins, Allah will replace you with a people who will commit sins and seek forgiveness from Allah, and Allah will certainly forgive them." And this shows us the importance of tawbah. This does not say that you must make sins. It says that you must seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself praised those who forgive, and he advised forgiveness. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people who forgive, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah said, those who spend in charity, in prosperity and in adversity. People who give in charity when they have plenty, and they still give charity when they don't have plenty. Who suppress their anger and who pardon people. Kazimin al-ghayz wa afina al-nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who suppress their anger and who pardon people. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves al-muhsinun, people of ihsan, people who seek excellence in their deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even went to the extent in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Bani Israel, and he mentioned what they did and how they reneged on the covenant with him and disobeyed him. Yet he advised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive them and overlook their faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ وَاسْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He said to his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but forgive them and overlook their misdeeds. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves al-muhsinun. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned and said, whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in this life and the hereafter. So we must become the lihaf of each other, the covers of each other. Sadly, we live in a time when people seek out the faults of people. Even if nobody knows, even if you know, if you are the only person to know, immediately, the first thing is to go and say, you know what this fellow was doing? You know what I saw him last night? Why must you? And if someone starts that conversation, immediately stop it. Tell him, I don't know and I don't want to know. So please, salam alaikum. Goodbye. Walk away from there. Do not listen. Do not even give 1 minute of time to that person, because he is eating up your good deeds. By doing this ghibat, the person doing the ghibat and the person listening to the ghibat are both equal. There is no difference in that. So do not give them any time. This matter of concealing the faults of others is mentioned in numerous hadiths of Rasulullah ﷺ, where in one hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Abu Dawud, Nabi ﷺ said, he is reported to have said, and he said to the people, he said, oh people who believe with their tongues, but faith has yet to enter into their hearts, do not backbite the Muslims. He said, you say you believe, but the faith has not entered your tongues. He said, do not backbite the Muslims. And do not search into their private matters. Whoever searches for their private matters, meaning that if somebody is looking for faults in others, this person will have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follow up and search his private matters. And whose private matters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows up, he Jalla Jalaluhu will expose him, even if this act was done inside his house. He says that if you seek the faults of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seek out your faults and Allah will expose you, even if what you did was You thought it was secret. On the authority of Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu, who reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever relieves a believer's distress from the distressful aspects of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rescue him from a difficulty of the difficulties of the hereafter. So whoever helps a person in this world, Allah will help that person in the hereafter. Whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in this life and the hereafter. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued and said, Allah helps a slave as long as the slave helps his brother. Whoever follows a path in order to seek knowledge, thereby Allah will make easy for him due to that action a path to Jannah. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no people gather together in a house of the houses of Allah. Like we are sitting here, alhamdulillah. Baitullah, every masjid is the house of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no people gather together in a house of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah, studying it among themselves, except that tranquility descends upon them, mercy covers them, and angels surround them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them to those in his presence. Whoever is slowed by his deeds will not be hastened forward by his lineage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us this this tawfiq, and may Allah give us the this benefit of being in his masjid and of mentioning him and remembering him and mentioning the ahadith of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the best of actions, the action of ibadah, of gathering in the masjid and of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from this and enable this to become a benefit for us and to save us from all that angers him and displeases him and enable us to do that which pleases him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.